Well, Paul, how are you feeling? How's the last week been for you as Doncaster Rovers manager?
Yeah, look, I'm fine. Looking forward to the season. There's been a little bit of disruption over the last week, but you deal with it and you get on with it. Through nobody's fault, really, are we left in this situation. You know, the takeover fell through, which nobody was expecting. Had a long meeting with Terry and David Blunt on Tuesday about the best way to go forward. The budget's been set for me. And as a club, we deal with it and we move on.
How much of a shock was it then when that takeover fell through?
I think it was a shock to everybody because all the signs were that it was going to happen. You know, talks had been going on for a long time. It looked as if the completion date had been set. There was press conferences that were held. And it didn't happen, you know, and as I said, it's through nobody's fault. You know, I've been reading and hearing a lot of things about who's to blame and finger pointing and everything else. I think the people who wanted to take over the club were genuine. I know for a fact, after meeting with Terry on Tuesday, that they want to move the club forward. And as the manager, you deal with it. You make sure everybody sticks together because from the outside looking in, it looks as if it's an unstable club. You know, and it's myself's job and Gavin's job and the board's job to make sure there's a lot of stability moving forward.
Yeah, it does look that way from the outside. Lots of fans are looking at it and feeling that that's the way that it seems as well. So you're kind of, in some ways, putting a bit of cold water on that. It's not as bad, maybe, as it seems from the outside. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's a difficult situation, I'm not going to lie to you. Before the takeover talk started and had meetings with the board and there was a budget that was set for us, which is the budget that we'll be going into the season with. The difficulty in that was that a lot of the players that we'd earmarked into that budget, and with the late call-off of the takeover, a lot of the players had now gone. Now, as the takeover looked as if it was going to be completed and all the signs were that it was going to happen, and we'd speaking to players we'd, about contracts, about signing once the completion had done, because all fingers were pointing that's what was going to happen. You know, and it's not happened, and it is disappointing. It is a difficult situation at the minute, purely because how close the start of the season is. You know, we've got 2 weeks on Saturday and we're in the Yeovil game. The one thing I guarantee that the players that are out there will be ready.
So has your budget changed at all from before the takeover was going to go through and now it's not going through?
Throughout the summer, myself and Gavin, I've had to work to two different budgets. Obviously, with the exchange of contracts and the takeover and the press conference that was held, all signs were that it was going to happen. You know, and we had to prepare for that. If I hadn't prepared for that, people would be asking questions. You know, and we felt that and we're talking to the right players and trying to get the right players in. That's not happened. As I said, a lot of the players that on the initial budget that we started speaking to at the beginning of the summer have now found themselves new clubs purely because it's close to the start of the season. You know, and that's the situation. The one thing you'll always get from me and the club, is, especially at the minute, is we have to be positive about it and we have to move on together. And there's a different strategy now, and the strategy is we want to try and create a squad with some experienced players in there. And if we can, try and look at... And I think it's credit to the people above us sometimes that try and look at bringing their own through. That's not going to happen today. That's not going to happen in 2 weeks' time. It's going to take time for it to happen. So there's got to be a lot of patience involved in it. But what I will be doing is looking for a squad that's going to be capable of competing this year. And as always, I want to win every game.
Just try and quantify for us, and I'm not expecting figures and facts and stats on it, but the difference between those two budgets you were having to work on, the one that was your A budget, I guess, and the one that is the B budget. Just try and quantify it for us if you can.
That's difficult, and I think that's an unfair question to ask. You know, I've told you exactly how it was, and as always, I'll be as I sit here today and we use guys in every press conference, I'll be as honest as I can. To start putting figures on it and quantifying it, I think it's unfair. You know, what we do now is we move forward as a club. We make sure that everybody's going in the same direction, you know, and that's from board level all the way through the club to the fans, and try and get a bit of positivity back into the football club.
What does it mean for players who are still with the club training but not necessarily fully under contract? Your Richie Wellens, your James Coppingers. We spoke to Richie Wellens yesterday and he said it's unlikely he's going to be at the football club now because of this situation.
Well, look, the situation with Richie is he's... like a lot of players, he's had to take a drop in his wages because of relegation. He has got a release clause which he can activate at any time up until the 31st of August, as has Paul Quinn. Now, for me preparing for the season, it's going to be very difficult now to involve Richie and Paul in the games that we've got coming up. Because, especially, Richie was my captain last year, he's somebody I've known for a long time. But at the same time, looking to the future, if say, for instance, Richie plays here Sunday against Sheffield Wednesday, plays against Rotherham, an integral part of the plans, he might get a phone call leading up to Yeovil to activate his clause and go somewhere else. So I'm not saying Richie's not committed, because he is, but he has got that clause in there. And when players have these clauses, I've got to plan for the season without them.
So it's unlikely we'll see Richie Wellens probably in a Doncaster Rovers shirt again?
Yeah, probably at the minute. You've got to say that. Richie's a quality player and he'll have a lot of interest. He's already turned down championship clubs, and I'm sure there'll be other ones trying to take him as well.
What about James Coppinger? We know what he means to the Doncaster Rovers fans. What's his situation?
James's situation is he's obviously been with us all through the summer. There was a lot of talks going on about him staying with us next year. But a lot of that, like a lot of the talks that have been going on, were with view of the takeover happening. Now, I'm not saying with James that it's a complete no, that he won't be here next season, but it's going to be difficult to keep them as a lot of the players that have been here.
I imagine he's one of those experienced players you would want to keep, though. You said you want to build a young squad around some experienced players. If you could keep one of them, James Coppinger would be right up there, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and we'll try. We'll try, but it's difficult. You know, Cops has been here a long time. Nobody speaks higher of Cops than me. But he's 33 now, you know, and he's got to look. He's got young kids, and he's got to look for the security of his future. We hope that we can do something to keep him here. But he's a good player, and, you know, as we've seen already, when other clubs come sniffing, it's difficult to keep them sometimes.
It's clearly been a testing situation, one that you've been through before as well, or similar situations you've been through before. Have you ever thought about walking away and saying, this is too much, this is too far for me now, I'm going to move on?
You obviously don't know me very well. I'm a lot tougher than a lot of people think. And it's going to be a challenge, and it's a challenge that I'm up for. You know, I love being here. I love working with everybody that's involved with the club, players especially. Nah, to answer your question, never once crossed my mind.
I guess it just takes a change of mindset then, doesn't it? It was a plan A and now it's a plan B.
My mindset's never changed. I want to be successful as a manager. I want to be the best I can be, and that's all I'll ever ask for anybody that works under me.
In terms of youth players coming into the side, then it's going to be a youthful side. Do you feel you've got the quality in that youth system to be able to throw quite a few of them in there?
It's going to be a balancing act. You know, we believe I've got some good kids here. Sometimes you never find out who's up to the task till you actually put them in there. And as I said, you know, we have got players here like Forrester, who's been a massive plus pre-season, Theo Robinson, Dean Furman, you know, Rob Jones, hopefully he's going to get the okay. Jamie McCombs in and around the squad at the minute, albeit his back's still a bit sore. So if you take that core, you know, and there's experience in there, then you add the Middletons, the Wakefields, the Petersons, and then the younger ones coming through. And don't forget, we're hopefully going to try and bring a couple in as well. You know, there's experience in there that help the young kids through. But what the young kids have to do now that we're going down this route is realise that they're not young kids anymore. You know, they're involved in the first team squad, and they have to believe that they're in the first team squad, because last year was a little bit of a gimme for some of them. They got the benefit of the doubt because it was a new manager. There were young kids involved in and around the first team squad for the first time. But now they really have to hit the ground running.
Have you sat them down and told them that yet then? Have you been able to sit down and have that conversation with them?
Throughout the Portugal trip, all pre-season, going back to the end of last season when I was meeting with every player, all the younger ones were told it's really time to step up to the plate, not just them, for everybody.
What about trialists as well? I mean, I know you've had a couple with you, Ashdown, Tyson. What about those kinds of players? Will you be able to maybe try and offer them some form of terms to join the football club?
Possibly with one or two of them. You know, we're talking to them at the minute. Some will be leaving, some will be staying. And the ones that will be staying will be the ones that we think can benefit us this year.
And in terms of recruitment now then, what are you looking for? What do you still need to bring in, do you feel?
I think a goalkeeper is an obvious one, not unless you're available on Sunday.
I'll bring my gloves, I'm coming down.
No, I've seen you play, don't worry about that one. You know, we're looking at two goalkeepers at the minute. You know, we have to look at cover at centre-half. Obviously with Jamie and Rob having doubts over their fitness. And up front, maybe we need some pace going forward. You know, but the encouraging sign, when people say it was only Grimsby the other night there, you know, I thought the front four who played were excellent. you know, with Dean Furman, Mark Duvall behind them. So if we get a few more